This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday, July 16th.
Let's do it.
He comes back from vacation, and the first thing he wants to do is run his mouth like he's so wont to do. That's want with an L.
Paul's not here. And
Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo on vacation. That's Andy Hart. You here?
You're on vacation?
I said Paul Perillo's on vacation. And
circus music.
Andy Hart's still on vacation.
Well, yeah. Yeah, we all are kind of. Everyone else in the building seems to be.
Quiet day here in Foxborough.
Well, sort of. It's a quiet day maybe in the building, but in the blogosphere and in the World Wide Web, it's pretty active as far as Patriots fans are concerned, because there's been a lot to talk about this week, Andy.
What's that?
Thanks to Terrell Owens saying that he wants to become a Patriot. You have some literature in front of you. Do you have quotes from him?
Sure. You want to start the T.O. quotes?
I got those. Sure. Let's do that. We'll also get to some of the other roster news of the day, but we'll start with the most important one.
Go ahead, Andy. Read a quote, and then you cut me off.
I learned it by watching you.
I'd definitely be open to that, Owens told WJMN Radio in Boston. That's Jammin' 94.5 for the locals. I believe it was Romero, the Romero and Pebbles morning show. It's a very popular show, Eric, actually. Does well in the ratings.
Kind of like our show.
The show host, Romero, the freaking Puerto Rican he goes by.
Oh, he does, huh?
Went on to ask him how he'd fit in and, you know, Randy Moss, do you need to get the ball all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Wes Welker and all the other stars.
People think that they have that perception about me. Of course, any receiver, what receiver that's out there that's had great stats, great careers that didn't want the ball? I'm no different, Owens said. But of course, I mean, you've got Brady there. You've got the great mind, Coach Belichick. He said it a little funny, but he meant Belichick. I'm like LeBron. I can go there and take less of a role, take less money, and put everything aside and make it work. I'm available. Coach, Mr. Kraft, I'm available. I can play. I'm in shape. I wouldn't even ask for number 81, which, of course, belongs to Randy Moss. You know, the feud, the original 80 run, whole popcorn thing a couple years ago. So that started the firestorm, not just locally. I mean, it went national.
Oh, yeah, it was
ESPN,
national instantly. Everybody picked up on it.
PTI on ESPN, NFL Network, everywhere. And we should mention that T.O. was on the show to promote the T.O. show on VH1.
Right.
So he was clearly in a promotional role, drumming up interest. So what better way to do that than say, sure, I'd come to the Patriots and play with Moss.
But nobody was really talking about his show. They were talking about the comments about coming here.
So a day later, actually that same day, Wes Welker was on ESPN Radio doing his own promotional rounds for Gatorade High School Player of the Year.
I think it was actually Fox Sports Radio.
No, it was actually ESPN Radio, Eric.
So PTI, Pro Football Talk, got it wrong?
No,
it was
my
Fox
guess
Sports
is.
Radio.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
It was
with Dan Gottlieb, if you want to listen to it.
There's two different ones.
So you people shouldn't be know-it-alls when you don't know what you're talking about. No further questions.
Boy, see, he gets all wound up when he goes on vacation.
When I'm right?
He?
Yes, I do get wound up when I'm right and told I'm wrong by two underlings.
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument.
Now, here's what he said. Welker obviously downplayed it. Said, basically, my opinion doesn't matter. There's only one opinion that matters, and his name is Bill Belichick. He'll do his due diligence. If he decides it's right, whatever. But he went on to say, I don't know what team he wouldn't fit in on from a talent standpoint and what he can do on the field. So, the obvious, kind of what we've been saying on PFW in Progress, he'd be one of your best five receivers. Any team in the NFL, he could make the depth chart. 55 catches last year in Buffalo. No quarterbacks early, late, at any point. Did they have a Tom Brady-esque quarterback? He started making plays when they kind of just started throwing it up to him and allowing him to make plays. And that was the end of Welker. And then we, of course, get Teddy Bruschi, who works for ESPN and, as I said, was doing his talking as part of NFL Live and kind of their whole take on the ESPN thing. He talked a lot about how, first of all, Owens would have to take nothing. He would have to take minimum contract, maybe some incentives, but, you know, hat in hand, swallow your ego, no more $5 million a year or any of this crap. You're coming begging for a job, essentially.
To try to win a championship.
Sure. And then he said, I don't think so. Because the reason Bruce why Randy this. Moss yeah. and Corey Dillon, if you go back a little more to Corey Dillon, is that there were so many veteran influences, positive veteran influences, in that locker room. You look around and saw all these players, that they were great examples, and those players just sort of fell in line. Right now, this is a young Patriots team, talking about the Patriots, a young team that needs to develop its leadership. They don't need a personality like Terrell Owens in that locker room. And listen, Terrell Owens saying he would play for the New England Patriots is just throwing bait out there and seeing if anybody bites. And then he really got fired up, as he is wants to do, Eric. If Terrell Owens plays for the New England Patriots, I'll take off my shirt in my driveway and start doing sit-ups. How about that? It's not happening. Come on. So obviously referencing the famous driveway workout back in his Philadelphia combustible days, and same time period where you got the next question, Drew Rosenhaus.
Right.
That whole drama. But Bruschi says no way. Well, you and I, Eric, for Debate Friday on Patriots.com, after fans had commented on these blog entries to the tune of 250-plus comments, we put it up to a vote on Patriots.com.
For the second time in as many years.
And that's what's interesting about it. Last March, 55-45 in the no-TO.
Right.
But as of today, early voting... With seven precincts reporting.
Yeah, only 7% of the precincts are in, but...
We have 72% to 28% in the favor of signing Terrell T.O. Owens, a future Hall of Famer.
And what has changed in 15 months or so since we first debated this topic that has, so far at least, gotten people... Because the comments on the blog certainly seem to reflect what we've seen so far in the early voting on Debate Friday. What do you think has changed in that time period, if anything?
Two major things. Terrell Owens spent a year in Buffalo where he was well paid. They did not get him on the cheap. He got some pretty
good
coin to go
to
Buffalo.
There. He sure did.
And has been humbled. He wasted away. You know what? Part of the reason why he didn't do anything bad, no one cared about T.O. last year. He was irrelevant. That's what Buffalo is right now. Irrelevant.
Get rid of me.
Not in the conversation.
Release me.
The AFC East is three teams, people believe.
Yeah.
Right? No one thinks about the
Patriots,
Buffalo Bills.
Jets, Dolphins.
Irrelevant. They think the Bills could be in Canada, the owner could die, who knows? They are totally irrelevant. So he has been humbled for a year with a bad quarterback in a bad city with a bad team. He now says, quote, I'll do the LeBron thing. Just take less money to fit in and try to win with great players like Moss, Welker, Brady. I think that's part of it.
And the funny thing was he didn't put up terrible numbers in Buffalo.
55 catches are good numbers.
800 and change.
Sure. He made some big plays for them. Your 91-yarder late in the year, he showed the ability to get deep. Although that was kind of a catch and run. But the other issue, I think, with Patriots fans is not as confident about their own football team. They see the Jets doing things, the Dolphins doing things. They see their own team getting its butt whooped in the wild card weekend game against the Ravens, and they say, we're not that good. We need talent. T.O. is talent. In fact, one comment on the blog was, chemistry is something you worry about only if you have enough talent to compete. And that, to me, means... Some people feel this team doesn't have enough talent to compete at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can compete for 8, 9 wins, whatever, but people want to compete with
championships. Expectation is higher than that.
I think that is what changed. People think he's a little bit better. He maybe isn't
quite
so combustible.
So they're buying the older, more mature T.O.
Slightly. By buying, I mean you're still scared as hell about it. But you might feel, oh, he's older,
more willing
he wants
to take
a ring,
risk.
He's humble, whatever. And... You're not as good.
By old,
you need to take a risk.
He's 36 going on 37.
Right.
But
he's a young 37.
But he's in shape,
I mean,
as he said.
Shredded. He hasn't had a ton of injuries. You know, I don't think a huge fear is fall off the planet, physically can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He may not be Terrell Owens circa 1999, but Randy Moss isn't Randy Moss circa 1998. But you put them together, and I think you have the makings of a pretty... difficult to defend receiving core when you throw in Edelmans and Welkers and Holtz. I think he would help fill out the depth chart.
I certainly don't disagree that he would add an element to the offense or at least provide quality at that third position that we haven't had consistently over the past few years.
It's Stallworth. You're putting a guy out there who can get
sure.
make some plays, be a compliment. Well, I mean, what did he catch? 45 passes?
Stallworth?
I think it was 47,
somewhere around there,
45.
40 to 50, somewhere
Slide
around
T.O.
there.
Slide T.O. in that role. If I can get the big plays from Moss, a few big plays from Owens, Welker is underneath thing, you're putting together an offense now.
My concern with that is that there are so many other younger players on this team at that position who need the time and the reps with Tom Brady, and if a guy like Owens comes in, they're naturally not going to get as many as they did before.
It's going
to take them longer to develop, longer to... just progress in this offense, to learn the offense, to get the timing down with Brady. Long term, I don't think it's as good a move for those guys and for the offense in general. Short term, might be great, might be,
you know. Short term is all that matters right now.
Because, as you said,
there is no NFL in 2011, potentially.
Potentially.
There is no Brady in New England, 2011, potentially. I'm just, you know, I think he's going to be here, but
looking at worst case
scenarios.
Bottom
line is the contract ends after this season. There is no definitive future. There's a definitive now.
Mm-hmm.
You put T.O. on this team, he's better than those other guys. Your offense will be better with him than it would be without him. You have a better chance of winning.
And I still have legitimate concerns about his combustibility. As you should, as everyone should. And especially in a year where we're just coming off a year where leadership and chemistry were the two buzzwords about this team. The lack thereof, I should say, was the buzzword about this Patriots team. You have 24 draft picks in the past 2 years, most of whom are going to be with the team in one form or another. That's a lot of youth, a lot of inexperience, and for the few veterans who remain who are the kind of players that Patriots fans want their young players to look up to, you add a guy like T.O. into that mix, and if at any point he decides to go back to his old ways, that's not exactly the kind of example that you want to be setting.
It's a legitimate argument.
So it's that classic case of risk-reward, and last year more fans went with the safe pick. This year it looks like they're willing to take the risk more.
The only one being consistent,
Andy Hart and Eric Scalavino, who both say...
Right. Me with the right answer, you with the wrong answer, but it's okay.
So you had the wrong answer last year, is that what you're saying?
I was right, people just didn't vote for it.
Okay, so now you're saying everybody else was wrong.
Now, we need to get to something else. Speaking of leadership,
mm-hmm.
solid veterans, the core of the team, Vince Wilfork.
That's right.
Needs a little help on the internet, on iPhones, on droids. Help Vince was launched this week. All the T-shirts, all the speculation was finally
yesterday,
answered.
Yesterday, actually.
A scavenger hunt online through
Scavenger.
Try to spell scavenger without the
vowels. Without the vowels,
get the company's name. But it's an app, basically, for Droid and iPhone. A game. Vince lost his Super Bowl ring. Was stolen.
Yeah, it was stolen.
By a diabolical
it was stolen.
Jets fan who sent a ransom video. You can see this whole story unfold in a great production on Patriots.com with Vince.
Very entertaining production.
Yes, and the Jets fans' ransom note, all very, very interesting. I urge you to go to Patriots.com, watch it, and then take part in a scavenger hunt. You can win prizes. Final grand prize could be lunch with a Patriots player, but along the way you could pick up other things. Essentially, there are somewhere in the range of 300 items, events, places that you need to seek out through this game in New England. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. If I had an iPhone, I would take part. I don't. I won't.
I don't either, so I won't.
But if you have an iPhone,
we know a lot of our listeners do.
Yeah, we're very technologically advanced in our demographic. Use your iPhone. Use your Droid. Take part in Scavenger. Help Vince. Have some fun. And make Fred happy, since it was his baby.
All right. And the only other definitive note we have as far as the roster goes, Brandon Dedrick, seventh-round pick, signed officially earlier this week. No details given, but reportedly 4 years and upwards of $1.8 million. Not bad for a seventh-round pick. We'll see if he lives up to it. We were going to continue our series of training camp roster previews, but
T.O.'s
T.O. sign happened. That was more exciting and clearly the more topical thing to talk about. And training camp is only 2 weeks away now.
That's right.
So there's going to be enough previewing. We're going to actually have stuff, some meat to get to you when it all gets going. And I'm ready for it. Are you?
Sure.
All right.
You mean camp or for me to say peace out?
Both.
Peace out.
It's my quarterback.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.